back this is they've gone with an overall canopy cover. And so it's a pretty interesting thing, because when you're, especially when you're talking about stormwater, you're talking a lot about canopy, because a majority of your stormwater or the rain that comes down hits that canopy, gets evaporated back up. And that's why even when there's no leaves on the trees and the branches, it actually takes up a pretty amazing amount of water before it ever hits.
Well, and all you have to do
is get under a tree in a rainstorm, and you notice that it, how much, whether it has leaves or not.
Yeah.
They also did replanting for this down at the river.
So,
they probably figured
they just have to
meet their mitigation requirements.
Certain geographic area they have.
It's in the same basin, right?
Happened here was they couldn't meet it, and the city basically owns all that floodplain land, and it's old farmland that is just left to be just field grass. Mm-hmm. And so we worked it out with them, and so the city got mitigation out of it to kind of return an area to forest, and they got a place to plant their trees. And we had them actually work with Sound Salmon Solutions, a nonprofit, because where you see the biggest failure, especially when it comes to any type of landscaping or mitigation when it comes to wetlands or trees, is they go out and they hire Joe Landscaper off the street that doesn't know anything about it. They come in, they try to do something, and it fails. And it's because they're not going to the standards. So we highly encourage them to work with this nonprofit, because they had a really good success rate and they knew what they're doing. And Sound Salmon covers
Monroe. It's just like the bank you were talking about before.
Yeah, the
wetland.
Yeah.
Same type of deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's the example of the open space requirement as it's shown on a single family permit review.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to show with that.
They're showing the dimensions of usable open space in the backyard.
You can't go less than 15 on the dimensions.
Oh, okay. Or 15 by 17.
Yeah. And so they're just showing, hey, we're above 15 on this side. Here's our open space.
Oh, I see.
And so this whole area may be flat and it may be usable, but we just say, show us your area, what you're counting as open space. Mm-hmm. And okay. So that's just to meet the requirements for when we do the plan check and say, we're fine at a planning level.
So their code here is just much easier for a builder to come and build compared to Monroe, right?
Much more strict.
It's stricter.
Much more strict.
Well, what I mean is it's easier.
It's clear.
It's
more clear.
There's not this and that.
So
exactly.
Add
this
and
subtract that.
Yeah.
There's not like a 9600 F3.
Yeah. The one area that I did not like about Duval's Cove was the design guidelines. And what happened is they hired a big time Seattle group to come in, and this isn't Seattle. And then I don't think they were watching them 100, very carefully when they were doing the design guidelines. And so they came up with just pages and pages of complexity. And so that's one thing that I really like how Duval has.
We don't want everybody at City Hall sitting.
Right.
They sometimes are compared to Leavenworth. I mean, you're looking at a higher level.
That seems pretty basic, though, too. It's have icicles, and they call it dirt or something. Yeah, but there is
scrolly letters. It's scrolling letters. Scrolly letters. That's pretty much it.
And I think they're, now when we're in the height of new development, there is a lot of the market, let the market decide, but we do need to look at the future, too, for when, when the real estate market drops again or the bottom falls out, as it always does. We want to be a desirable place to live, not just a place that provides housing.
Mm-hmm. Or has houses that have been overpriced and people are losing their houses because they're upside down.
I mean, you can't control that. But
you can do housing that is a little more reasonably priced. There's $750,000.
You're right with that kind of that pride of ownership and that design guideline. Because when the recession happened, Duval almost didn't miss a beat.
When it's a buyer's market, you want people to go, I want to live there, not there.
They were still developing at a pretty good clip. I mean, there were plots that went into bankruptcy here, but they were still moving along.
So, Bridget, that sign is because of this neighborhood. Did you see the sign?
I saw all the regulations.
That was pretty funny. We were joking.
What happened?
But that's why we're long sleeves, long pants.
I can't get sun on me. It's my hair.
See, we're saying they need a number 12 on there that says no charging cell phone.
Yeah. Cover shoes.
Jeez.
The carpet is.
Speed limit is 20. Well, I guess, more of the impact to the neighborhood.
All of that is about liability. Mm-hmm. They don't want your dog cutting its foot and then they have to pay for it.
What about your duck?
All
your
pet duck? No dogs.
We have pet ducks.
They only call out dogs.
Look, you can't.
You want to take a look over the hill?
Yeah. You can't walk.
No, I haven't either.
Let's take a walk.
Do not bring your bunnies here.
So, Laura was saying that they're going away from the support rail and the more the Taylor pull with the chain link because they actually last. I know this discussion has happened lately.
Yeah, and that's one thing I want to talk about these guys because the builders go absolutely. Oh, here's actually, if you come over here and don't fall off, here's an example of a lock and load wall. I guess it's kind of similar.
Okay. Whatever that stick.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So much more pretty.
That does look a little better. Boy, it's thin.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost looks like that.
The builders love it because you don't have that where you have to go back so far. So this is called peeler pole fencing. And so what Duval has in their code, instead of split rail fencing, and especially around here for the safety stuff with the
with coated on it.
Coated. Yeah. It specifically has to be coated in the design. So this goes around all native growth protection areas and then anywhere that requires fencing. It, from a city standpoint, it lasts a lot longer than a split rail fence. From a builder standpoint, they get really upset with this stuff because it's, well, I guess Sultan used to have a place, I don't know if they still have it anymore, that sold it. And it costs a lot more than what split rail fence costs. So that's something to think about there.
It's treated.
It's a solid piece of wood.
It's usually just lodgepole pine.
Yeah, the material itself is what they told me is more expensive.
Is it a case that nobody local makes it anymore?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know why they wouldn't. But it is obviously it has
A lot of the like.
It's going to be more expensive. I mean, you take something like this and make it round instead of making five planks out of it.
So you see,
the issue we're currently having is that the split rail, they're falling down in people's backyards and people are. Now they have a new backyard. And they're going into the wetlands.
No, and this is cool. I kind of like that this kind of fades into the background.
Yeah, because it's black.
Very much.
I was an engineer.
It's not going to rust.
The
galvanized steel just looks like a schoolyard.
A tieback that goes into the bank.
Anchored back, yeah.
And the fence is up so we don't do things like this. I don't think it's the case as much with this because they like it.
And
this
will be a lot. So
a narrower area. As opposed to they don't have to have that tie back and it doesn't take up, because I mean you saw the rockeries over there where it takes up that much room where this takes up this much room.
Oh yeah, but this has got to be cheaper too than
that. I still can't see what's holding it.
And I'll look into it.
That seems really
cool. It's got to have some anchors back here.
Yeah.
What's this stuff called?
Rebar? Lock and load?
Lock and load. Yeah.
And with the fence right up next to it too.
Yeah, they've got to have something anchored into the soil or something.
There's some sort of netting on the back.
How does a lock and load wall?
Should we start ripping it apart and see what it is?
Yeah, there you go.
Just take a look at it.
But yeah, it doesn't look, it looks flimsy, but it looks better.
It looks nice. Really? I wish we had that on a lot of the areas where 522 comes through town in Monroe.
Boy, nice views, huh?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, Monroe's that way.
Over there. Over there.
Yeah, so this also, this lot, it backs up to the back of the school district, like where the baseball field is.
We can hear you outside of the site.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder, so that house that's already built down there, we should drive through it.
You don't want to buzz down through here?
Yeah.
Go make a road from the street and then... Look at all of them down the way. What a waste of water.
Yeah.
All the sprinklers are watering this sidewalk. The grass is brown, so it's clearly not getting on the grass.
They're building in Monroe, is that right?
Yeah.
believe
yeah.
is, yes.
Yeah,
yeah they're up which, by off at Chain Lake.
We saw it. And I drive down, yeah.
We all want to know how to enter to the bank.
So it's similar. Oh. I mean, you had to go back, but it's just a smaller piece.
Yeah, there you go.
That goes back.
And then they back.
So it's rock or stone anchor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's tied to it. Yeah.
But it's still cheaper than that, I bet.
It looks.
Oh, yeah, rock stuff. It's expensive to get a dude out here with a.
Place this stone.
I was trying to remember right. Their vault. I know it's vaulted, but this is their vault.
Huge, yeah.
Down stone here.
There.
Yeah.
They were looking at trying to use some of this.
Oh, they were trying to share.
If those are bent,
they were trying to share the detention of a previous plot. But they ended up doing. This is a vault at the bottom.
Okay.
But you can see how steep this is.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, do I have to say it? There's a phrase I'm supposed to say. Without protest or something? Okay, meeting adjourned at 9:35.